At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20. Let me live
that fantasy. Let's face facts. Sometimes you gotta lie to your kids. It's just the way it is.
Of course.
It's for their own good.
Listen, you're not a parent unless you've done that
unless
once.
Unless you've done that once or twice.
Of course.
Magic 106.7, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. So I put vegetables inside my muffin.
Hold the phone.
Okay, explain more about that. What and how?
So I take vegetables, I grind them in a purifier, and then I put them inside my muffins and make them.
That's awesome. Do you put anything sweet in the muffins to sweeten it? A little honey or something like that?
Just a little brown sugar.
A little brown sugar, okay. And back to the veggies, you pulverize them? I mean, are they like ground up? Are they
diced? They're vegetables. Yeah. I ground them up to be like a paste.
There you go. That's what you got to do, Kendra.
What kind of muffins? Just give me an example. Like, what is it? Is it a cranberry nut muffin or are they?
No, so like blueberry muffins.
Okay.
I throw in, my kids don't even know, I put kale, spinach.
Really?
Blueberry spinach muffins.
I grind it all up. I cook them down sometimes if I have to make them soft.
And they never know.
They have no idea. I have a 17-year-old, and she still, to this day, has no idea why mom's muffins are the best.
That's great.
I'll try it. I mean, sounds delicious.
How old are your kids? You got 17. What else you got?
17, a soon-to-be 8-year-old, and a 6-year-old boy.
Yeah, it's really running the gamut. That's great.
Huh. I'm thinking about it. I'm picturing your muffins, and I'm going to try to do it, but they always seem to tell whether it tastes different or not. So
that's a great trick.
My kids never could tell. I always put a little brown sugar on top to kind of hide it.
All right.
Would you say your kids are picky eaters?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it sounds like you've done pretty well keeping, you know, you let them snack a little bit here and there, but you've done pretty well keeping them eating pretty healthy.
Yeah, no, they're all healthy. They're all, one's graduating, and she still to this day has no idea. They call me Muffin Mom, her and her friends. Nobody knows.
I would love to hear what happens if your kid goes over to a friend's house and has a muffin over there.
And right, they'll be like, this doesn't taste the same.
It tastes a little different than the way my mom makes them.
Yeah, but everybody cooks differently.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'll go for it. All right, that's breakfast. All right, so we got breakfast covered.
Really appreciate it. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, you too.
Yep, bye. Mom's little secret.
Yeah, I mean, the muffins, that's a good start. I can try to figure out how to blend and mash, you know, vegetables, I guess. I don't know. What would you do? Kale, carrots?
Kathy used to make this meatloaf, and she would put grind up carrots. I think broccoli.
Right. Yeah.
Just grind it up, and it becomes whatever it becomes. It goes right into the meatloaf, and then they're eating vegetables.
See, I've done that with meatloaf, but I don't think I made them small enough because they could still see, like,
they
the carrots,
tell, yeah.
And they could tell that there was something different about it. So I think I just need to blend it up better, and I can try doing stuff like that, I guess.
And once you get busted doing that, then they're suspect all the time on everything you're making for them.
I did try a couple times to buy the vegetable chicken nuggets where it's not chicken. It's it's like just the veggies.
And how were those received?
They could definitely, they
not well.
Looked different. They were smaller, thinner, but maybe if I make them myself, I don't know, maybe it'll be better.
Or you just serve it with ketchup. You know, whatever you're serving them becomes a vessel for them to,
Everything is better with ketchup for my children, so I guess that's, I don't know, it's day one.
Yeah, exactly right. If you got tricks of the trade, you've been at it a long time as a parent, you can share them with us. We'd love to hear it. 617-655-1067. We're ready to go commercial free with a couple of hours of commercial free music. We do it every day to help you relax and unwind at work.